All right, injuries. Mike Catapano has a high ankle sprain. Chances of him making it this week are very slim. Jamal Charles has a knee contusion. He will not practice today. He did go through the walkthrough and did okay there, but let him let that thing settle down. I think he'll be all right. Really, those are the only ones to mention. We look forward to the challenge of playing Buffalo, and they've done a nice job up there, coaching wise, and also they've got good football players. They're whole now on defense. They'd been banged up just a little bit in the secondary, but they've got everybody back for the second week in a row now. So we know what to expect. They gave New Orleans everything they could handle there. So as they have with most of their games. So we know that we've got to prepare ourselves offensively, defensively, and special teams wise for a good football team. We did make a couple changes. Dominic Jones is going to jump on our practice squad as a tight end. We let Brock go, and he did a heck of a job for us. So just that's how the rosters kind of move around a little bit. We were able to move Rock up, Watkins up, so and give him an opportunity on the offensive line. And again, good offensive linemen are hard to find, so people were obviously keeping their eyes open on him, and we were able to make this move and be able to keep him on our football team. So, time's yours.
You didn't promote Watkins?
There was probably a pretty good chance, yeah.
What 10 offensive linemen, how do you feel about having that many bodies?
Well, I've had that before. You know, I've done that before. The big guys, they're hard to find, and, you know, they want to make sure you have enough good ones.
So. As long as your seven guys are in good health, you intend on staying with seven on game day?
Most likely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coach, can you speak to Ryan Seckup? I know you've kind of how much he means to this team.
Yeah, well, you know, I should have mentioned that, that he was a special teams player of the week, the AFC special teams player of the week, and rightly so. And I thought he did a heck of a job the other day. I mean, really when it counted there at the end where we needed points, and he had a nice boot there. But the thing he does, he allows you to have good field position when their offense is starting, and it helps our defense out there. So, but it's a tribute to his hard work. I mean, he's a relentless worker, so it pays off as it did this week for him.
Coach, sometimes we can learn from our past, and it makes us strong. Sometimes our past can hurt us too. But you've overcome a lot of adversity. How have you been able to continue to move onward?
I've got a good wife, so who will tell you that she's the head coach of the head coach. So, and I've been lucky enough to be surrounded with great people. So I've been very fortunate that way. And that's a tribute to the people, you know, around me. We'll see. We've got, I believe, until next Wednesday to.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think it's next Wednesday, I believe. We'll double check on that for you. But that's what Doris, I believe, told me that. You know, he's doing okay. Yeah, he's doing okay. It's just a matter of making sure he's not able to hit anybody right now. So that's really what it comes down to. As far as his quickness and movement ability, all that's fine. It's just we've got to make sure that thing is completely right.
Has he been doing anything with scout team stuff?
No, he's been working with the scout team.
Andy Dexter said Sunday that this is a beauty pageant. That's something you would rather have him?
I don't care about all that. I just, you know, I've told you the stats you care most about are obviously points and turnovers, and they kind of go hand in hand. So as long as you come out on the that point category ahead, I don't care. We'll work on the stuff that we're not good at. We're going to keep doing that no matter what. And the record, all that doesn't matter. But battling and And, you know, we're all in it to win games. I mean, that's not a secret. So that's most important.
Sanders is kind of a bigger guy, but
how was that season best? You know, really he can do all three. He can play corner. We worked him some at safety before he was hurt, and then we also worked him a little inside at the nickel spot. So he's a smart kid. But, you know, you've got to make sure that everything's right. You know, you can get the training camp and all the stuff that you need there. So we just got to make sure that he's okay before we do it. And that's, you know, that Doris and the docs and Rick will make that final decision there.
How's the move to Kansas City rejuvenated?
I can't tell you that I wasn't feeling pretty good before that. I mean, I'm every day I can get this big tail out of bed, I'm kind of a happy guy. So, but I've sure enjoyed it. You know, the people are phenomenal and the barbecue is phenomenal. So, I mean, what the heck?
Andy, I don't know if you've had a chance to see it or not, but did you see the picture of the little baby that in the way that the people dressed up as you Halloween?
Well, I thought there were some similarities. Graham, right? Graham's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the similarities?
Well, I thought he had a heck of a mustache. Yeah. He looked very similar to Brett when he was born.
And when you drafted now, obviously you saw the tremendous physical gifts holding on to the football. Is that something that you guys have really been working with in now? Could you also talk about just
Yeah, well, we've been giving him a little bit more every week. I thought he did a nice job this past week. I mentioned that Monday or whenever, but I thought I meant that. I mean, he's getting better, and as he goes now, EB's relentless. Bienemy, Eric Bienemy, is relentless as a coach. So you want to make sure you hang on to the football. He's not going to let up. So.
There's a lot of talk around the league about trades, no real trades. The mentality of a football team, you get into a season like this halfway, these are our guys, we're not messing with that. Is that generally what happens?
Yeah, there's so many things that go into an actual trade that, you know, all the stipulations that are involved with it, and that, there's a salary part of it. There's a part you're talking about. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that go into it. Yeah. Well, I think their defense is tremendous. So they are very physical. They fly around. They're smart. Their front seven, I mean, is as good as we've played. So we've got to make sure that we're ready to go there. And their back end now is healthy. And so you put them right in the best, you know, with the best that we've played there. So they've been banged up, and we're spotting people in at different places. But they're whole now, and they play well together. So.